Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Tuesday, December 9th, 2025. We'll call this meeting to order, and we'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Senegal, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Alford, if you feel led to rise.
Before I start, Judge, Commissioner Alford has a tribute to a longtime family here in Beaumont.
And Judge, in court, I just want to make sure that we're saying special prayer for the Gerard family and, of course, the sheriff, Noah. That's a part of our family, a young man that was killed in the accident, 5-something yesterday morning with a young lady. So you have it, Commissioner.
Heavenly Father, again, we thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to stand here before the citizens of Jefferson County as that representation. We thank you for blessing us for leadership that count in America these days. Father, we thank you for those that grieve this time of year. We thank you for all the families that serve this county, the elected officials and their families that sacrificed for our service. We thank you for those that are fighting for our democracy abroad and here at home. We ask you to continue to bless Jefferson County as you've done time after time. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 And let's say the pledge in unison. Pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll begin our agenda today with items under purchasing. Well, no, we're going to start with public comment. Is there any individual present in the courtroom today who wishes to make public comment about any item on today's agenda? If so, please approach the lectern. If you're attending remotely, please press star 6 to unmute your line. Hearing none, one of the issues that we discussed last meeting was whether or not any of the departments were going to require a meeting after the 16th of December. And so
I'm just reminded we'll have to hold any checks.
What?
We'll have to hold any vendor payment checks. Another
item on that is, I would
suggest that we take
quarantine
items before purchasing because several
of the
budget transfers.
Okay. Well,
let's do
20. I now find that I can be available on either the 22nd or 23rd, the Monday or Tuesday, if we need to approve checks. If we have three of us here, that would be all that it would take.
I'm available as well.
Okay.
Okay.
The 22nd? Okay.
Okay.
Well, we'll set that and hope that we have three. All right. And we'll get Maria to check on that. All righty. So we're going to go to auditing first. Under County Auditor, item A is consider and approve a fiscal year 2026 budget amendment for mosquito control. Purchase an airplane, the amount of $1,423,870 out of contingency. Item B is consider and approve fiscal year 2026 budget transfer for the Marine Division for additional costs for a boat shed needed to meet windstorm certification in the amount of $50,000. Item C is consider and approve electronic disbursement for $1,149,361.95. to the state comptroller for intergovernmental transfer for Jefferson County Local Provider Participation Fund for the Aligning Technology by Linking Interoperable Systems Program. Item D is regular county bills, check numbers 534-668 through 534-882. Item E is consider and approve fiscal year 2025 budget transfer for general services for additional liability for workers' compensation in the amount of $500,000. Item F is consider and approve fiscal year 2026 budget amendment for district attorney for discovery software system in the amount of $137,867. Do we have a motion on those items under auditors?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded by Commissioners Erickson and Alfred. Discussion, I have, so the $50,000 budget transfer for the Marine Division, it's that still coming out of the funding that comes from the Navigation District?
That is correct.
Okay. And then under General Services on Workers' Compensation, why is that coming out of airport operating?
It's the once we looked at the year-end operations, we did not need to do a transfer to subsidize the airport for fiscal year 25. And we had the need for workers' comp because of a couple of large claims. We've got some liability from COVID deaths. I thought this was the perfect help to get that funding secured for workers' compensation.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry I didn't ask you before the meeting, but I just noticed it. I didn't notice it the first time I read the excuse me. And the Discovery software system, is that the one that's called Axum in the okay, and what does that do? Because I couldn't find anything in the backup about it.
Yes.
It is a discovery portal and maintains all the information that we receive from different all sorts of law enforcement agencies.
So it's complying with the Morton Act stuff?
It will do that. Right now, the current system that we have is with Tyler, although we've been told it's, and I want to say I've discussed this a little bit before, trying to give you all a heads up so that you knew about this, but the discovery portal that is available through Tyler Technology is going to end soon, so we have to we had to pivot to another system. We did explore with Tyler, see if they had another system that could be integrated with it. They did not. It would, and the cost appeared to be actually in more than what Axon was. Axon's consistent with many of the agencies that we deal with, mainly BPD, but also Garth House and others, and it has a lot more services that will make our job better. Right now, we have no way to manage the amount of media and digital data that comes to us, so we've been requiring law enforcement to make two copies, and that is becoming overwhelming to all the law enforcement agencies, because if it was us, we wouldn't have the manpower or ability to make those copies of 4K videos of 30 some odd videos from every case, because you got car, you got body cam, you got other things, and we just can't keep up with it. And we have to give that over. And this program or this system will assist in that. And it was suggested through MIS and Mary. We met with them. It looks excellent. I know it's a lot of money, but everything y'all do seems to be a lot of money.
Yeah, and I would have had more information, but like most of these software contracts, there are a lot of verbiage about what our responsibilities are and what we're going to do, and very little about what they're going to do in the contract.
I came to the same conclusion. In a lot of words, I didn't know what they meant, and I'm asking Mary and I'm asking other people, and it's a little overwhelming, but it's the same contract that the other Montgomery County and other different counties have used. So I feel reasonably confident that this is a good decision.
Let me ask a question right there. Was this part of the original package that we had with Tyler Technology, where they were providing us certain things, and it is going out now?
I don't know the answer to that. I don't want to represent that.
Mary's coming up here.
We weren't involved in the initial discussions.
So the current package that we have with Tyler is documents only. So that is going away, and that's something we kind of talked about in budget, that's being replaced by other products. But the district attorney's office could only give discovery from that system of just documents, any kind of documents that were filed. There was no video storage. So all of these companies are coming up with, of course, because video is growing, the phone dumps, all of these things are growing, and they're such large files. The companies are having to come out with new software, which is We did look at Tyler. They do have a Discovery system that is replacing what we have, but it was a lot more expensive than Axon and not as many features. So we felt like this was the best thing. The DA's office will continue to use Odyssey because it does still, we are an integrated, all of our modules are integrated with each other. They're just going to use the system for Discovery and it will hold all of their video, all of their documents. But the nice thing too will be that all of the agencies will be able to submit their cases to the DA's office electronic. So they don't have to make flash drives and all these things to submit their cases with the information. And all of our defense attorneys will be able to access their Discovery through the same system. So does that make sense?
And I will remind y'all, this was put in contingency. We talked about it here in the budget.
Right.
Sure which system that the DA
would. All righty. Thank you. Any other discussion, Commissioner? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And under purchasing, item A is reject all bids for a term contract for prisoner transportation services for Jefferson County. Item B is consider and approve award, execute, receive, and file acceptance of offer for invitation for bids for Jefferson County Mosquito Control Airplane with Mid-Continent Aircraft Corporation with pricing as shown on attachment A. Item C is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a renewal for a request for a proposal for security services and personnel for Jefferson County with Allied Security Services from December 31st, 2025 to December 30th, 2026 pursuant to Chapter 262. The Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, two Code of Federal Regulations, Sections 200.318 through 326. Item D is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a job order contract with Preferred Facilities Group USA for Jefferson County Sheriff's Office Marine Unit Boat Shed Construction, the amount of $141,601.76 in accordance with the Buy Board Contract 728.24. Item E is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a professional agreement with Access Surveyors, LLC, to perform surveying services for the existing right-of-way for Erie Street on both sides of the LNVA Canal south of Cardinal Drive in the amount of $7,500 in accordance with the discretionary exemption as authorized by Local Government Code Section 262.024A4, a personal or professional service. Item F is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file an agreement with SEPS, Inc. for Port Neches Tower UPS maintenance for the period from February 1st, 2026 to January 31st, 2027 in the amount of $1,981.46. Item G is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file an agreement with Axon Enterprise, Inc. for the Justice Premier Plus software and services for the District Attorney's Office from April 1st, 2026 through March 31st, 2036, in the amount of $136,866.60 for the first year, in accordance with the Buy Board Contract number 743-24. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Willis. Any discussion?
No discussion. I want to thank the engineering department for working with us on that Erie Street project. That's a bridge that's being funded by TxDOT, and we have our part that we have to do, and want to thank them for working with us.
Yeah, it's going to be very nice. Thank y'all. And Maria, just for future Commissioner's Court agendas, maybe let's go ahead and move County Auditor to the first in front of purchasing from now on. That way we won't have to deal with this issue anymore. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Commissioners, we have two items to consider, possibly approve, receive, and file a biennial report of the Jefferson County Sexual Response Team pursuant to Senate Bill 476. Item B is consider, possibly approve, receive, and file a continuing education transcript from the County Judges and Commissioners Association for Commissioner Erickson for the year 2025. Do you have a motion on those items?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Stenegall. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And lastly, under engineering, item A is considering possibly approve a minor plat of Mallet Road Addition Number 1, a subdivision of 2.997 acres into tracts 1 and 2 out of the James Garish Senior Survey, abstract number 24, Jefferson County, Texas. This minor plat is located on Mallet Road in precinct number 1. It is in the City of Beaumont's extraterritorial jurisdiction and has met all of the City of Beaumont and Jefferson County's platting requirements. Item B is considering possibly approve and authorize county judge to execute, receive, and file a Phase 2 MS4 annual report for the TPDES permit number TXR040,000. Item C is consider possibly approve, authorize the county judge to execute the Texas Department of Transportation Local Assistance Program for allocation of road materials pursuant to Transportation Code Section 201.706. Item D is consider approve, ratify, receive, and file a payment for materials cost expense check for construction project 10OW24 and road use agreement from Energy Transfer GCNGL Pipelines for road damages in Jefferson County Precincts 1 and 4. Do I have a motion on these items under engineering?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded by Commissioners Erickson and Willis. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And that completes our regular agenda. Is there any member of the court or any elected official wishes to bring anything to the attention of the public without our taking action?
Judge, I would. And I'll go back to last night. I was at a church and brought to my attention in reference. I always close out by saying, please, everyone from Jefferson County, let's be careful on the interstate because of what we have going on and the fog and other things at this time of the year. Please travel in the city if you can, because it's dangerous out there.
Yeah, and there are alternative routes rather than taking I-10 in the construction on Highway 124, Highway 73 out to I-10 from Port Arthur and Highway 9. And Highway 90 from Beaumont to Houston. So. All right. Anything further? If not, we thank you for being here today, and we are adjourned.